Dámy a pánové, dobrý podvečer. Vítám vás na takové moderované tiskové konferenci, nebo lépe řečeno na setkání s našimi vzácnými hosty, kteří navštívili naše ministerstvo v souvislosti s konferencí o demokracii a bezpečnosti a samozřejmě v souvislosti s naší vzácnou návštěvou dnešní panem prezidentem Spojených států Georgem Bushem. Pánové se setkali s prezidentem a my jsme vám nyní chtěli poskytnout příležitost, abyste se jich mohli zeptat a aby oni mohli sdělit svoje dojmy a svoje myšlenky, protože, jak už jsem řekla, skutečně hostíme tady velmi významné osobnosti. Já bych na úvod ráda požádala pana ministra zahraničních věcí Karla Schwarzenberga, aby jakožto hostitel řekl několik slov.
Dámy a pánové, tak to mi tady nepřísluší mnoho mluviti. Já bych jenom za ministerstvo zahraničí řekl, že jsme byli velice šťastní, že jsme měli tuto konferenci zde, neboť je to v dlouhodobé tradici ministerstva zahraničí České republiky, že lidská práva a boj za svobodu a demokracii je úkol našeho ministerstva. A v této tradici hodláme pokračovat. A proto jsem byl velice šťastný, nejvýznamnější disidenty a bojovníky za lidská práva a demokracii v 18 zemích světa, z celého světa, zde pozdraviti. To je vlastně hlavní obsah, jsme poctění, že taky pan prezident Bush zde k této konferenci promluvil, ale rád bych vás upozornil na ty lidi, kteří opravdu denně ve svých zemích bojují o demokracii, o svobodu a lidská práva. To bylo to hlavní. Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to welcome you as the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Czech Republic. It belongs to a good tradition of the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the foreign policy of Czech Republic that we are defending human rights and we are fighting for democracy and liberty in the whole world. And therefore it was not only an honor, but a pleasure to welcome the most important dissidents and fighters for human rights and democracy from 18 countries of the world in this house. And it was a great pleasure, of course, that the President of the United States visited this conference and spoke to our guests. But I would say the important people were those who suffered often and who are fighting really in their countries for the aims I told you. Thank you very much, and now I would like to pass the microphone to former Prime Minister Azar first to President Havel, and then
Dámy a pánové, tři organizace neziskové, tři nadace, izraelská, španělská a česká, spojili své síly, aby zorganizovali tuto konferenci.
Ladies and gentlemen, three non-governmental organizations, Czech, Spanish and Israeli, joined their forces together to organize this conference.
Ta konference byla věnována podpoře boje za svobodu a za demokracii v zemích, kde ještě jsou lidská práva tak či onak potlačována nebo
omezována.
Já jsem se takových setkání už účastnil více, i když pravděpodobně ne takto velikého, a vždy znovu jsem se přesvědčoval o tom, že důležitější než ideologický prapor, kterým mává stát, je to, jak se chová ke svým občanům.
I have joined quite a few these meetings, maybe not such a big one, and I was always again and again convinced that it is extremely important how the state behaves towards its citizens.
A znovu jsem se přesvědčoval, že ti, kteří v sobě nalezli sílu se zasazovat za prohloubení svobod a respekt k lidským právům, ať pocházejí z kterékoliv země, s jakýmkoliv režimem, z jakéhokoliv kontinentu, tvoří jakousi zvláštní komunitu, která si rozumí, protože má společné téma, společné starosti, společné problémy.
And I was yet again convinced that people who devote their attention to the fight for human rights, to support human rights, who defend human rights, no matter what countries they come from, no matter what part of the world, they form a very special community that when they where they each understand each other very well.
A všichni se shodují na tom, že je pro ně nesmírně důležitá podpora demokratického světa, demokratických vlád či dalších známých organizací.
And all of them agree how important it is when they are supported by democratic world, by democratic governments and by democratic organizations.
Já považuji za skvělé, že v tomto případě prezident Spojených států jsem přijel, aby i za sebe tuto podporu všem, kdo se zasazují za dodržování lidských práv, vyslovil.
And I think it is great that the president of the United States came to this conference to express his personal support to people who defend human rights.
Thank you very much, and let me say a few words to thanks to government of Czech Republic, especially Minister of Foreign Affairs, for your hospitality. Thank you very much, and thank you very much, my friends and co-chairmen, President Havel and Nathan Sharansky. Thank you very much for dissidents for to be present in this conference. I thank you very much for all of us, for all of you, for to be present today in Prague. I have expressed only one personal commitment in support of the dissidents in different parts of the world, in different nations that suffer tyranny, dictatorship, or autocratic regime. And I express my commitment with them, and I express my commitment to the board, a big part of my time, to support them and to fight in favor of the rights of dissidents around the world. And second, I express my gratitude to President George W. Bush for his presence today in Prague, and for this speech. I think we have listened a very important speech from the President of the United States in favor of dissidents, human rights, freedom, democracy, and liberty around the world. This is a very important day for all of us, and I personally extremely happy to have the opportunity to co-organize, to participate, and to express this commitment for the future. Thank you very much, all of you.
Mr. Osner, thank you very much. Now we would like to ask Mr. Sharansky for several words.
Thank you. Thank you to our hosts for their hospitality. And thank you to my colleagues and friends, President Osner and Havel, with whom we worked for more than a year for this project. And the idea of this project from the very beginning was to have for the first time, that's what we had, direct dialogue between democratic dissidents from different non-democratic regimes and those who are making politics in the free world. And that's what we saw so powerfully today. These two main ideas of this conference: to strengthen democratic agenda, to empower the leaders of the free world by giving them understanding that there are people In all those countries that people say that the democracy is not for them, there are people who believe in democracy, fight for democracy, are ready to sacrifice their freedom for democracy, and they are real allies of the free world. So to strengthen this agenda on one hand, and to empower dissidents on the other hand, by showing to everybody in their own country that the leaders of the free world listen to them. And that's what we saw so clearly today during the meeting of the president with more than 30 dissidents, and we could see how this message of freedom is strengthening both sides. Now, I gave from the name of all of us, I gave to the president what we call Prague document. In fact, that's a document which was signed by all the dissidents, which is not about what we want to happen with totalitarian regimes. It's obvious. It's a document what we expect from the free world to do, how the free world has to defend dissidents and democracy in their everyday policy. So it was very important that President Bush today in his speech declared that, in fact, he adopts the document, accepts the document, and that he is giving instructions to his Secretary of State that ambassadors in those countries will do their best to support the president, the dissidents. Thank you.
Mr. Shiransky, thank you very much. If you could put microphone to Mr. Kasparov.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege to be part of such an important conference, and my gratitude and appreciation and many, many thanks on behalf of other participants of the conference to the respective co-chairmen who organized such a historic event, raising again democracy to the center of the international agenda. I think that after 1991, the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, many thought that the process of democratization would go almost automatic. And unfortunately, we saw that this process was stalled, and in many countries, like, for instance, in Russia and some others, it was even reversed. And today, bringing it back to the center of the international agenda, I think demonstrates that the leaders of the free world now are ready to pay real attention to the issue of the democracy. And I think it's the speech delivered today by President of the United States also demonstrates that there could be no more sound foreign policy without democratic values installed as the integrated part of this global agenda. And I think that it was another very powerful boost to the worldwide democratic movement, to those who are fighting authoritarian and totalitarian regimes, those who expect the free world not to play any more games, foul games with human rights, no more strange business deals with dictators and tyrants, but a very straight, open position, bold statements regarding the current situation with human rights and democracy in the countries where those issues were neglected or abandoned by the local leadership. And I'm very, very happy with the outcome of the first day of the conference, and I think that people will be now paying real attention to those issues. And personally, I think it was important that President Bush used relatively strong words regarding Russia, saying that Russian democracy or the process of empowering Russian citizens was derailed. Again, I could expect more, but still it's the first time when the President of the United States recognizes that Russia is no longer on the same track as the free world. And I'm sure that representatives from other countries, they also heard many encouraging statements in the President Bush's speech, and also that having the chance to discuss these problems sitting in this conference, to exchange our views and experiences was very helpful to recognize that we are not fighting alone. We're all fighting for the same values, and these values are universal, and we have to prevail fighting together. Thank you.
Mr. Kasparov, thank you very much. And now I would like to ask Mr. Mittal Al-Alusi, member of the Iraqi Parliament and Iraqi politician for several words. Thank you.
Well, first of all, many thanks for you, His Excellency, for your government, and for this possibility. Thank you very much for the great Mr. Havel, President Aznar, and my dear friend, the hero, Nathan Shanosky. We are here and we have confirmed and understand how important it is to be together, how important it is to give a clear signals that all of us, we liberals, we believe in human rights and this standard and values. We are together, we will be together, and we are not going to give up in any kind of condition. I'm going back to Iraq to say to my people, there is a great people, international, white, meeting, they have met in Prague, and they have confirmed that Iraq will never stay alone. Today was great to have President Bush, and his confirmation was very clear regarding Iraq, supporting the Iraqi political democratic process, but also very clear regarding people who they believe that they can stop the Iraqi democratic process, or they can stop the winning of peace in the Middle East. I'm so glad, so honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we have time for your questions, maybe 10 minutes. So would like somebody to ask some questions? Yeah.
Český rozhlas, mohli česky. Otázka pro pana prezidenta Havla a také pro pana Al-Alusího. Neschoda většiny demokratického světa s prezidentem Bushem nespočívala ani v tom, jestli je třeba demokracie, ale spíše v tom, jestli je možné ji šířit unilaterálně, bez spolupráce, širší spolupráce s mezinárodním společenstvím. Myslíte si, že je to ještě dnes cesta pro režimy, které nejsou svobodné, respektive pro šíření demokracie do států, které ještě svobodu nemají?
Já si samozřejmě myslím, že čím širší je podpora demokratických států při nějakém eventuálním angažmá tohoto typu, tím lépe. To je samozřejmé.
Well, I mean, it was great to have seen President Bush, the same president which we know him, leaders clear in his direction and his vision. I was so glad as an Iraqi to have hear him, and he did confirm, Mithal, go back, we stay in the course. So, it's good. It's really good to have seen, to understand, to believe, and to look for that the liberals, they will make the history, or they will write the history again. Thank you.
Enrique Sorbeto from the Spanish newspaper ABC. I will ask to the three main organizers if they are thinking in organize or make this meeting again in time next year or in another place. Which are the plans that you have about the future of this meeting?
Well, easy question they give to me. Yeah, no. Look, it will be not right to say that we are already, when we still didn't finish our first meeting, that we already plan our second. But we not only plan, we already decided that there will be follow-up. And this Prague document that's like a document with the help of which we will be checking or judging the behavior of the democratic countries, the leaders of democratic countries, their attitude towards dissidents. And exactly as President Bush declared that he in fact accepts all the positions of the document and is going to give instructions that his administration will pursue it. Exactly as yesterday, Senator Lieberman, after reading and discussing with dissidents this document, said that he will do his best that it will become the law of the Senate of the United States, or resolution of the Senate of the United States. I'm sure there will be other politicians, and we will make sure that the other leaders of the free world will see this document and will have to address it. And then we'll make a follow-up, and that was the proposal of many dissidents, to organize kind of monitoring. To what extent really these expectations about the behavior of free world will be met. It doesn't mean that we will have to meet every few weeks and to make such an effort to bring people from all over the world, but I hope that in a year from now we will be able to say that we monitor and we have serious progress.
I have a question for Mr. Kasparov. You were earlier today calling for a strong signal to be sent towards Mr. Putin. Was the speech by Mr. Bush that kind of a signal, or were you hoping for more? And plus, during the meeting with Mr. Bush behind the closed doors, were you given, so to speak, a commitment of Mr. Bush to raise the issue when he meets President Putin?
I asked President Bush to make public statements, and I reminded him that any private discussions are always end in favor of a KGB spy. And I think that any public statement, even one strong sentence, could do more good than endless negotiations, because Putin is not obliged to follow the same rules as the President of the United States. So that's why he can always reverse it to his favor. And also, as I already mentioned, it was good to hear at least the acknowledgement that Russian democracy has been derailed. But in my view, it's falling short of recognizing the disaster with democratic institutions and human rights in Russia. I would rather say that Russian train was not derailed, but is reaching the station Minsk full speed. We hope that step in the right direction means that in Germany, President Bush could say more, as he promised to our small Russian delegation, including myself, Ludmila Alexeyeva and Corina Moskalenko, and also to our Belarusian friend that was standing next to us at this very short meeting, but it remains to be seen. I wish he joins Angela Merkel with her strong statements and newly elected French President Sarkozy, who also made a few strong remarks after his election. And we can only hope that the climate at this summit will not be friendly to Mr. Putin, and he'll recognize eventually that, you know, you cannot act as Lukashenko and to be treated as a democratic leader.
Hello, my question goes to Mr. Havel. I'm from Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, from the Iranian service. And my question is about this radar system that Czech Republic and Poland is going to host for them from American side. Yesterday in the news, we saw that Mr. Ali Larijani, the secretary of the Security Council of Iran, has called it the joke of the year. And he has said that we have nothing against Europe, which is our biggest trade partner. I just wanted to have your opinion about his remarks. Thank you.
Já k tomu mohu říct jenom takovou obecnou poznámku.
I can only say one very general comment.
Já mám ten dojem, že bohužel žijeme ve světě, kde musíme být připraveni na násilí.
I have an impression that unfortunately we live in a world when we have to be ready for violence.
Nejlepší by bylo, kdyby žádné zbraně nebyly potřeba, ani útočné, ani obrané.
If no weapons were necessary, be it offensive weapons or defensive weapons.
V takovém světě zatím nežijeme, a proto je třeba respektovat, že každý stát nějakým způsobem chrání svoji bezpečnost, buduje svou obranu.
But we are not living in such a world and therefore we have to respect the fact that each state somehow wants to protect its safety, its security, its, and wants to defend itself.
Mauricio Sánchez de La Razón de España. Es una pregunta para el presidente Aznar. Ha salido esta mañana varias veces en las sesiones de la conferencia la idea de que el cambio de gobierno en Francia y en Alemania de alguna manera envía un mensaje positivo a la lucha contra la disidencia, sea en Rusia o sea en cualquiera de las otras zonas que se han tratado esta mañana. ¿Está usted de acuerdo con esta idea?
Contesto en español, sí.
If you can maybe speak English, because sorry.
I hope that the first of all that the change of government in Germany, and now the victory of Mr. Sarkozy, Nicolas Sarkozy in France, is a good news for freedom, for democracy, and for hopes of liberty of different people around the world. I think this is very, very, very important. And I hope that this feeling, what a feeling to transform in reality in the resolution of the European Council, the activity of the European Union, and the determination of the European Union to support the human rights, the democracy, the liberty around the world. And I repeat, I think that with his second inaugural address, the speech today delivered for the President Bush, is extremely important for the world, extremely important to understand the situation in the world, and extremely important for the future of democracy and freedom in the world. And I hope that the determination of the European Union were day after day increasingly more strong, more with more determination in favor of democracy and liberty.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a time for last question, please, if you have some. Yep, the last question.
That one's for Mr. Aznar too. I think I gotta ask you in English if you don't mind. Oh, okay. No, I'll ask you in Spanish. Le hablo en español. No tengo problema. No, le quería preguntar que históricamente quizá España ha mirado mucho hacia las dictaduras de países hispanohablantes como Cuba, Centroamérica en su momento, ahora la preocupación de Venezuela, pero a 15-20 kilómetros de nuestras costas tenemos todo el Magreb, el norte de África, países con regímenes nada democráticos. ¿Cree que ha llegado el momento quizá de que empecemos a hacer más hincapié en esa zona? ¿O?
Yes, if the values and the principles that we share are universal values and principles, our concern about this, the situation of these values or principles, the human rights, is as well universal. Not only concentrate in one area of the world, maybe it's possible for a Spaniard to imagine a special concern for Cuba, for Venezuela, for other countries, but the universal values, the answer for the universal values is a concern, and a universal job in favor of human rights, in favor of dissidents.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming.